Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina, by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Sawa Bay. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote from General Sudirman. Listener, General Sudirman is a national hero, the first commander of the national army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. And General Sudirman is certainly known as a very responsible leader. And listener, that was quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So as we know that the cases of online gambling in Southeast Asia or maybe in so many places is quite alarming, and therefore the President Prabowo Subianto has called for further intensifying efforts to combat online gambling. And this was stated by the head of the Presidential Communication Office, Hassan Nasbi, which according to him, the President is not only stressing on blocking access to online gambling sites just like so many governments is implementing, but the President also demanded the tracing of payment gateways and the money flows related to the online gambling practices. And quoted from andanews.com, according to NASBI, these efforts reflect the government's commitment to combating online gambling. And of course, not only that, not only by the Indonesian government, but the need for international cooperation in fighting online gambling, considering many gambling providers are operating abroad. As we know that the cases of online gambling is not only about the digital content, it also includes human trafficking, so that of course international cooperation and also national commitments of countries affected by the online gambling is really necessary.
Beri kesempatan untuk bisa menebus dosaku kepadamu. Maafkanlah aku yang menyakitimu. Aku tidak pernah menyangka bisa begini. Oh Dewi,
I'm not afraid to die.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Melly Guslo with Gantung, and you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. So, Indonesia is kind of so happy now, especially the soccer fans, and specifically the fans of Cristiano Ronaldo, CR7, which is scheduled to visit Indonesia's East Nusa Tenggara province today. According to confirmation from the acting governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Andriko Noto Susanto. By the way, the East Nusa Tenggara Professional Association of the All Indonesian Football Association also has sent a letter to the provincial government informing about their planned visit. And according to the plan, there will be a meeting between this player and the acting governor of the East Nusa Tenggara, which is not the detail about the discussion is yet to be known, but the discussion supposed to be take place in the governor's office recently. Meanwhile, the regional police of the East Nusa Tenggara also confirmed that they are coordinating with the local soccer association to arrange the security protocols to prepare for CR7's arrival in here.
Bangkitkan kembali rinduku mengajakku ke sana. Inginku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu, Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti, hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu. Di hatimu
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Mocha with Secret Admirer, and you're still tuned to Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia. After this one, we'll bring you to Wonosobo in Central Java to know more about something called Bundengan. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
people in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument. Bundengan is Japanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Japanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, poses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Japanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon praune wus nengah, siap yupya banyu pinelah, ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu, ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu, aten jawi lemas jebul wesore piting kelopo katon ngawi ali kayu kani peti bali wai dene sesu eso tumandang nyambut kawi prau layar ing sino minggu ke pariwisata alon prau.
simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely Bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick, and it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, the lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Smile.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kau begitu sempurna di selalu memujamu. Di setiap langkahku, ku kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu.
Andre and the Backbone with Sempurna or Perfect, but we know that the whole world is full of imperfection. But you can always help us to improve our services by telling us what you think about our program right to our application RRI Digital or to our Facebook webpage, The Voice of Indonesia. In a moment, we'll be listening to the newsline on 1 PM Indonesian Jakarta time. So stay tuned on The Voice of Indonesia. Listener hears the news. First, the headlines. Mining concession improves scale of small businesses. Creative Economy Ministry explores collaboration with fashion aggregator. And here is the news in detail. The mining licensing for small and medium businesses in the ratified mineral bill will directly accelerate upscaling those businesses. And this was stated by the Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, in Jakarta on Tuesday. He added the bill is a strategic innovation to improve the national economic growth. Quoted from Antara, Minister Maman said the regulation gives more space and opportunity for small and medium businesses to manage mines. The Creative Economy Minister Teuku Rizky Harsha is exploring collaboration opportunities with a fashion aggregator, Marka Mary, to support domestic fashion product promotion to the world. In a press release quoted by Antara on Monday, the minister said the collaboration can open new chances for the development of both Indonesian creative industry and specifically the fashion industry on a global level. Markamari itself has been operating in the country for almost 10 years and known for supporting micro, small and medium businesses while promoting the local fashion products abroad. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Like laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health still forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars, see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed then if love is a game, then I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none. 'Cause I just lose all track of time when we're